They asked me to start or continue with the kitab in Zambia. So the students were all spread out on all four sides of the classroom. What's the need? What's the need for that? So I asked them to come close. So many things you need to keep to the levels of simplicity, modesty and humility. Simplicity, modesty and humility. It's not a show, it's not to impress. But sometimes the show business comes so heavy onto us that we actually forget what's the goal. So the purpose of the deen is Islam, correction. It's not to impress, but to entertain, and not to show some very rare and isolated views. It's to correct, bring people online. That's the whole idea of it. In these expeditions that Rasul Pasim had led, there were numerous lessons. So look at the Tabuk expedition. So the one lesson that we learned from the Tabuk expedition is أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَرْغَبُوا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِمْ. When the beast person makes a general call, a public announcement, then the public announcement refers to all in Sunday. Everybody should be responding. Why? It's a public announcement. أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So when Rasul Pasim has made a public announcement, everybody should be responding. Then the same law will apply to a situation where an Amir has been appointed. So Rasul Pasim had completed his mission, so there will be someone to take on. La nabiyya ba'di, there won't be any nabi after him. Wa sayakunu al-khulafa wa taksirun. There'll be no nabi after me, but there'll be people who come and do my work. Vicegerents, deputies, someone to do the work. The work must carry on. There'll be some says it already, that there'll be people to do the work, and there'll be a lot of people to do the work. Now, there can be different situations. One situation is that people have appointed so-and-so to be the Amir. Then they need to listen to them. In all permissible things, you see Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So he had taken bayat on the hands of Marwan, etc., etc. And they were not right people. Look at Marwan, when they say, Fisquhu abyanu min ash-shams. Right? You see all that, right? Although he's of the reporters of Bukhari Sharif, but then it doesn't mean if someone is a reporter of the Bukhari Sharif that he is reliable. So Imam Bukhari may use someone that is controversial, but just to support. He's already got concrete evidence. To get additional evidence, he may use someone. So it's not based on this person here. The base is someone else. This is an additional support. So when Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he had taken bayat at his hand, so he added the words, Ala sam'i wa ta'a, listen to you in conformity with the command of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah. He didn't just give him and a carte blanche promise. Perhaps he knew. Now there is an Amir, you have to follow the Amir. But you can't give a carte blanche allegiance, because he's not right. If he's not right, then to what extent will we listen to him? When he's according to the Quran and the Hadith, we listen to him. So there will be two types of situations. One is Sunnah. One is things that are permissible. Right? So when you're making, you're giving, you are swearing an oath of allegiance, taking bayat, then you're also taking bayat on permissible things. Not only on faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, mustahab, adab, even on permissible things. Like for example now, it's an amir, right? And the amir says that don't leave alone, right? In a jamaat now, going from one town to the other. It says, you're going for ghusl, don't go alone. Now, it was permissible for you to go alone. Wasn't it permissible? But now, for some reason, the Amir thought best that don't go alone, go in a jamaat, and until I don't endorse it, don't go. Right? So the Amir will say these things here in the better interest of the jamaat. Now, if you're not going to listen to the Amir, there'll be a mishap. But the mishap is attributed to the jamaat. So around the 80s, was the Detroit Ijtima, World Ijtima there, right? Hazrat Jima Inam Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah also had attended. One person came to me. He's crying now. They made a big mistake. What happened? So the Amir told us that we don't go alone. Until I don't endorse, and until you're not in a jamaat form, then don't go. So it just came to me now, what's wrong if I go to make mulaqat? People are going to Jahannam in America here. No Islam, go to Jahannam. So the fikr now went up. And I came back after converting zina. Do you attribute it to the jamaat? No. You attribute it to you not listening to the jamaat. When you didn't listen to the jamaat, then this was the mishap. So the Amir is to be respected and obeyed. Why? Why? See, now, this is a question that comes into the minds of people today, unfortunately. Our minds have come like circular style, see. We don't realize that we have been secularized. You know, there was one headmaster from Cape Town. So he keeps in contact with the principal for about, I would say, over 30 years. So now then he comes here. So he's telling me now, see that mind. So he saw the whole system, because he's a principal for so many years, high school principal, over 30 years, he's telling me. So he says, it's not a secular education. But he's seen the whole transformation of its going away. He says it's a secular education. Now, he saw the whole thing, how it's working. So the whole idea is to mold your mind into this. Your mind must just be, after this, just after temptation, mind mustn't be on principles, lead a clean life, learn how to generate money, right? No, not that. But it must be just to see how you can gain instant gratification. So, then how they work your mind like this, in the course of the education they will tell you that you must know what you're doing, you must find out. So now, in certain respects, we just follow. In some respects, right, you may ask. Now, for example, it's openly wrong. Something is openly wrong, and the principal is telling you to do this. Right? Like, for example, there's a fight outside. People are, Allah will protect, fighting with guns, right? And there's a crossfire. And head and answer, you can leave now. Let us go. So the right thing is to come and tell the head that this is what is going on. Because if we go out under the circumstance, then we'll get caught in the crossfire. So where there is something apparent, then we'll bring it to the attention of the Amir that this is what is going on. We won't just give a carte blanche, promise and a pledge. In other things, where there is no controversy, nothing, we give him a carte blanche, pledge, like he says, all right, you're going gushed, go like this. So then you will listen to him. But if there is a problem, and the problem is evident, it's apparent, then you bring it to his attention, that this is what's going on. Or if it is that what he's saying is incorrect, right? Then to go listen to him. So the Sahaba kiram out to jihad. And Amir got angry with his people. So right, light up a fire. So they lit the fire and I'll jump into it. So some people felt that Amir's pledge, you know, it's carte blanche, gentleness, let's listen to all. I say, we didn't come into Islam to get into the fire. We came into Islam to save us ourselves from the fire. So, because the beauty of the Sahaba Kiram, whatever small or big happened, they would come and report it to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what happened. So the Amir said, then we just restrain. So Abhisham says, see, as I jumped into it, then you wouldn't have got out of it. There's different meanings, but the common meaning is, it doesn't mean that you heard the Amir out here in the wrong thing, then you would be safe in the fire. See, it was a wrong thing, clear. So it's wrong and it's clear, then you don't listen. Otherwise, there's no need to keep asking them, why like that, why like that. That was the Bani Israel style. When there was a murder, right? So what happened was, some person or some persons killed a man, right? Why they killed him? Because he had no heirs. Now some of the immediate relatives are saying, he's got no heirs, and he's got a whole treasure, big treasure now, and he's not dying. If he dies, at least, you know, someone would have used the money. Now, he's not dying. So let's put him away, so we can take control, like how you have this insurance system. So they will insure the man for a big sum, 20 million, 15 million. Now, sometimes it happens, they insure him for so heavy, he's not dying. Shot him at least about the age of 60. 70 is not dying. 80 is not dying. 90 is not dying. Now, believe me, you will not end up to enjoy that money. See, 30 years have passed, and we started this whole insurance scheme when we were 40, or 30, right? And he was 60, right? So, and we already 60, and he's been 90. So will we end up enjoying that money? So now the easy thing is just put him away so we can enjoy all the money. See? That's what happened in the Bani Sarai. So they put the man away. When they put the man away, they shall make a noise. Hey, someone killed him. Who? Look for the murderer. See? So doesn't the case become more complicated? When the murderer himself, yeah, it must fix the person up, catch him. So eventually they took it to Musa alayhi salam. He was a director. What to do here? But we need to find who is the murderer. We need to find the person now. Can't find him. So Musa alayhi salam made dua. Says, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tazbahu baqara. So the solution is to slaughter a baqara. In the Indian history, in the court, all right? So from that time, 100 years ago till now, there is a masala about slaughtering of cows, right? So some Indians, non-Muslims, they are against it. The Muslims are for it. So the Hindu attorney, he stood up in defense of the Hindus. No, I got one line, I'll sort the whole thing up. I got a line from their text, I'll sort the whole thing up. You see, the Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. He pronounced Baqarah, Hindu, as Baqarah, Baqarah. So that means the Quran is saying, you must slaughter a goat. And when he said, had to say this, then the Muslim side, the defense, he stood up and said, see, this call for 10 dictionaries and see the meaning of Baqarah. And this will be sorted out what they fall. All the dictionaries say that it's a cow. See. Now, you need to have ulama-i-kiram to preserve the deen. And you don't have that, then every person will just take out something from his pocket and give it. He's 2 cents, he's 2 cents, 2 cents. Now, the story of Baqarah now, you're talking somewhere, right? Al Jaif, right? Inna Allah ya'murukum an tazbahu Baqarah. So how much Ibn Abbas says? Open the Quran, say, look at Surah Baqarah, see that, what the Rabbah says, Baqarah. So who did appeal to them? So these people now, they had objected to Musa Islam. أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. What do you make? You're playing a fool on us. You're playing ridiculing us, playing a fool on us. How can it be related? Murder and slaughter a cow. So is there any relationship? See, again now, we'll get one section of the people who want to give carte blanche, allegiance, obedience to the Nabi. Now, Nabi is different, and non-Nabi is different. Nabi says something, it's a rule. Non-Nabi, if it's according to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we'll give. And it's permissible, and there's no apparent wrong in that, we'll listen to it. But a Nabi will give a carte blanche. مَا كَانَ مِنْيُ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٌ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. Once Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, they have said something, then nobody can have any choice in the matter. A choice, so you don't have an option. Just have to do it, no option. Just have to do it. Like how, if the school announces that the school will start at 8 o'clock, can anybody say now, you know me, I can't make it at 8 o'clock, but at that time I'm eating my breakfast and all that. So I just understand, you know. I have my breakfast and then I'll come to school. I only get up at half past 7, I need to wash, go toilet, all that. 8 o'clock you have this, you know, breakfast is compulsory. No food, I don't know. So the school will make that, make a provision for you. You come to the school, they obey the rules. Don't you say that? So you don't want to ask the school, but why 8 o'clock and why not half past 8, why not 9 o'clock? Or can't you make it at half past 7? You ask. Will anybody ask? Nobody will ask. So now, they find it convenient to make this type of questions in deeni matters. Because in deen, they can't see any type of a law that's going to punish them, right? Penalize them, discipline them. In school they can see a law, right? But in deen, can they see anything that's going to hurt them, that's going to punish them or discipline them? So they feel it's free, I can do it if I want. If I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. So they take deen. Now that's why you get a lot of complications in winding estates. Why you get the complication Because the general take is, it's my money, I can do what I want. Nobody must come and tell me what I must do with my wealth. Right? And you get a second class person saying, oh see, this is my legal right. The wife can say, married in community, so I take the whole state, right? I want to live. So she's not worried about what Allah Pak says. وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْنَا وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ. You get this one quarter if there's no child, and there's a child, then one eighth. Right? She's not looking at that. What she's looking at is my legal right. That legal right doesn't make it halal. Doesn't make it halal. A legal right, right? It's your legal right to take interest. But doesn't make it halal. It's a legal right to take the prize at a casino and a gambling. It doesn't make it right. It's a legal right to sell swine and take the money. But doesn't make it halal. It's your legal right to eat pork, right? But doesn't make it right. I say people don't use the brains. So now we must go and join hands at an interfaith, multi-faith, or whatever. Not because it's a legal right. We're living in a democracy. When we're living in a democracy, then it's our legal right. When it's our legal right, then let's do it. As we will live somewhere else. Now see, what a weak platform to stand upon. The whole West is like this. It's your legal right. It's your legal right, right? To sleep with the next man's wife, provided this consensual was. That's your legal right. You slept with his wife, he can't penalize you. They can't take you to court for that. All the requirement is, it must be consensual. So, whoever is talking like this, does he think about it? All right, my legal right, I'll date your wife. But it must be consensual. And you've got no right now to do anything after that. Is he going to allow that? So then, why make deen a game here? Sense, mixed up the whole legal system with halal and haram. So leave the legal system on side. Look at what is halal and haram. A legal thing doesn't make a haram halal. Sense. Now, until you don't give this terrible examples, unki akal mein koi baat baithti nahi, aati nahi. They don't come, they don't understand. So a legal thing, it will not make anything halal. Because the law doesn't consider itself to be binded by the Quran. Does it feel that I'm binded by the Quran? So it doesn't look at itself that I'm subjected to the law of the Quran. Right? I'm above the Quran, that's how they feel. So when they have moved away from the Quran Sharif, then can you say whatever they say is all halal? Can you say whatever they say is haram? You can't say that. And things that are halal, we'll listen to them. And things that are not halal, we'll not listen to them. End of story, class. End of story. So we're talking about this Bani Israel, right? So they saying, أَتَتَّخِذُونَ هُزُوَى. How does it relate? Murder? Are you playing fools with us now? They're speaking to Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I ask Allah Ta'ala's protection that I say these type of things like an ignorant person. Because what is the monster? What are they alluding? See, what are they alluding? You know, you say allude. What are they alluding? They are alluding that Musa alayhi salam is attributing a falsehood at Allah Ta'ala. Isn't it? Yeah? Does it amount to this? وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَابِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. Even the Nabi had to make a false attribution to Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, we'll destroy the Nabi. See that? وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ. So are they alluding to the fact that
Musa alayhi salam is making a false attribution to Allah Ta'ala, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and you talk to him like this. A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahil. You see, it's free thinking and where it leads. So this circular thinking, this is where it leads you, free thinking. That you can say what you want. Nobody can control you. Nobody can tell you what to do. You are allowed to do what you want. But that also is not a general law. It's not a general law. Now they talk about freedom of speech, right? So about 10 years ago, 10 or 7 years ago, France came out with this thing here, freedom of speech. When it came out, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So first they experimented on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So then, who was the prime minister, they experimented on him. Made a cartoon of the prime minister. Now they took him to court. Now in his defense is saying, but freedom of speech. Can you see now? So this freedom of speech is not a law. It's not. You can't say freedom of speech, I can say what I want. Can't. Otherwise, why doesn't it apply to the ruling party? Can it apply to a ruling party? Now you have a whole magazine coming out all against the government, running them down, making false statements against them. Will it be acceptable in any country, in any land? You go to the American embassy, right, for a visa. You're wearing a t-shirt, right? And the t-shirt you got, you know, victory to Gaza and down to Israel. Will they give you a visa? Will they give you? Why? But if you tell them, but there's freedom of speech, there's freedom of speech, then why are you denying me my right? They go, go, go. Will they take the trouble to give you a proper legal explanation? They won't give you. So when they make these laws here, these laws also are not general, not absolute. They also got some nuktas and some quyud and sharai. Not general. They got something. But it's just that we don't apply our brains and we say, no, it's the freedom of speech, I can say what I want. So I advise that for the protection of your deen, right? The protection of your deen, then choose someone as your guide. He must guide you in all deeni matters. Whether it's Muaddaf, Mitzab, or Sayyid, or Majlis, or Gullah, choose one person. When you choose him after seeing the merits, that means, for example, he's not Dunyadar. He's not looking for awards and prizes and money and material. He's not, he doesn't have that. No type of indecent behavior. Mixing up freely, music, right? And just after material, he's not like that. And he's not free thinking. What? He doesn't have a freedom charter to think free, right? So he's not dunyadar, there's no indecent behavior, right? And number two or three is that he's not free in his thinking. When you selected someone, then after you have chosen someone, then ask him. There's a bayan here, I must listen to this. This is a kitab prepared by someone, can I read? Now you can't have this type of an attitude that it's my choice, I can listen to this bayan, or I may just refuse to listen. I can read this book up, and I may just decline. You can't have that. I kept him as your guide in deen, and you ask him, is this appropriate for me? Is it appropriate to listen to this bayan? Is it right for me to read this kitab here or not? Sometimes the book may be right, but now it's above him. It's above your understanding. That's why Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, his kitab, whatever kitab he's got. So he writes in the introduction, it's not permissible for all and sundry to read our kitabs. See that? Now you ask yourself, why did he say that? Now, today's man will say, but no, you know what? I have got a freedom. I've got freedom. I can do what I can read what I want. That's what that circular mind will tell you, right? That you must read whatever you want. And we are saying, you subject yourself and your deen to this person here, so ask him. So listen to this talk. Must I listen, read this kitab? Ibn Arabi is saying, what? You don't, not even, you don't collaborate with me. Yes, those people that understand us, understand our science properly, they understand our technical terms, etc., it's permissible for them, right, to look into our kitabs. But people that didn't understand these things here, it is haram for them to look into our kitabs. See that? His own kitab is saying haram. It's not permissible for you to read up my kitab. So, knowledge must be treated like, knowledge, information must be treated like food. Knowledge and information must be treated like food. Right. The food, there will be some food that can give you an indigestion. So can you say, no, it's halal to eat, so why are you stopping me from eating? One guest came from India somewhere, India, Pakistan, Shim, and they said, your South African chili is not saying hello, man. So they showed him that PTP, you know, not PTP, what do they call it? Small one. You know, the small one they put there. Just to lighten it, they soak it in vinegar and serve it. Small one, it's dynamite that. Say, what is this? He took what would help him. For about a whole week, he was on fire for a week. So, he can also say, it's permissible for me to eat, why are you stopping me? It's permissible, but your system can't manage this. Can't. Like your stomach can't manage this, then your brains can't manage this one. So don't you say, me, I studied, I'm a PhD, I'm so and so, I got such degrees, so I can read up anything. Yeah, you can read up something in your own science. Whatever you studied medicine, or read something there. But now to say that it's a carte blanche permission to read up everything and anything, is wrong, unfair. You studied this, so you have got some authority on this. But have you got authority on this field? Like now you studied a PhD in English, right? So someone says, now because I got a PhD in English, I can now look up all books on medicine and I can pass my own judgment. Would that be right? You got a PhD in English, you can say now, you have a PhD, so I can now, it will allow me to give my own statement in court, read up all the legal books, make my own ta'wil, make my own interpretation. Will it be right? Yes, in his own thing, he must carry on. But he mustn't interfere in other departments. And the court also will reject him. Yes, if he's a PhD in law, then he's got a right, all right. I know the parameters, I understand the law, studied the whole law system of the country. So now I got a right to speak out. But you didn't study these things there, and now you're speaking, I say, is it fair? Not fair. So is it fair for you to speak on religion, on deen? But see, that circular mind has made the mind corrupt. Understand how to think. So after you've asked, say, listen to this talk here, I say, read this here, then you do it. But now that's against your ego and against your pride. Why must I subject myself to him? I'm a man, I'm born free. So when I'm born free, then why are you subjecting me to this type of torture? So they'll say. So the same thing will be asked, why subjecting me to this type of torture in food? The doctor will ask, I told you not to eat, why are you eating these things? Well, the doctor asked. So in that, I know, it was Shifa Hospital, whichever hospital it was. So one person's sugar is not going down. They're trying, it will happen. Now they have a routine. Once they're eating something, they come and clean the bed, and take the mattress off, all that. So they discovered that this chacha is eating one big slab of Cadbury chocolate every day. And he's got a 1.5 liter Coke every day, pushing it quietly. Now they think, this medicine, that one there. But now, if he says, if the patient says, why you restrict me? I'm a man, I'm born free. I can eat what I want. So, then the hospital says, yeah, you're born to free, we're also free. We can choose to take the patient we want, and we can choose to reject the patient, we reject you. Now, can anything run like that? Can't run. Nothing can run. So now, same thing, people have lost the ability to reason. Reason correctly. To apply the reason and apply the reasoning correctly, they have lost that ability. So some foods can cause an indigestion. If you're not at that position, say I don't know the position. Subject yourself. So that pride and that ego of yours doesn't want to subject. So then you have to take a long path. Then you can go into atheism or whatever you go. Then after a long path, then you come back. One man, now he died, right? It was like the head in many industries of the head. They'll call him for advice or that. I knew the person. So one day now, he became a total atheist, right? He admitted before me. So one day he's driving. I said, Madrasa wasn't built from that side, this wasn't yet. So he abruptly just stopped. Ah, sit down. I could see he's in a mood. I said, oh, trouble, no, no, disturbing. So, you know, had I been young, I would have been a Christian. But see how beautifully they present their programs on the television. You know, see the evangelist, you know, and he's telling how they do it. Would death into the laps of Christ. And here, we're talking of death and azab and, you know, sakaratul maut, akhirat azab, all that. We only talk about punishment. And here, what a beautiful religion, death into the laps. The doors, the gates of heaven just getting open up for you. Now, this is the story that he gave. So now I could see now this chacha is in a Josh. Though he's very educated, but now he lost the composure. When a person has lost the composure, then you can't explain. Anyway, he called me to his granddaughter's nikah, to the nikah. Alright, he's 8 years, but now obviously the children, grandchildren will follow a different system. So when he asked me to give a talk, right at the time, I said, I'm thinking, my style is, I don't prepare all that. 2 months, a little bit of prepare. But I see what is the need at that time. I can talk completely off the track, completely. But I will just see what's the need at that time. So I said, you know, a person is traveling to Shepston, right? So there's two friends of his. One friend said, hey, when I was poor drive as one. 150, 200, all the cops, they're very lenient, you know. They'll be standing there, they'll smile at you, they'll give you prizes, you know. They'll invite you, they're too good. They're just there for show, but they'll smile at you, they'll give you everything what you want. So it's too smart. And the other one tells you, boy, you better be careful. So this road is perception, so you have to be very careful. They won't hesitate to give you a ticket. And if you're driving today is a Friday, right? And the small mistake that you make, they'll put you into jail, you'll only appear in court on a Monday or Tuesday afternoon. Right? And they won't hesitate in giving in billing you. They won't hesitate. Right? Now, this one here, he frightened you to death. This one here, I gave you. So, al-faqihu haqqal faqih. لم يقنت في معاصي الله ولم يرخص في حدود الله. See that? Both the, you see now, you don't put the person onto rukhsat all the time, and don't put the person onto total despondency. So anyway, now the person started his journey to Shepstone. There you see the police here, and there is a whole line of cars here, trapped here, and the other one got a handcuff, put him into the van. Now, I ask you, when you saw this whole scenario, that person was here, that cops are too good, and give prizes and all that, right? You'll sway him, or you'll bless him. You'll sway him. And it's when he that warned you to bless him, Jazakallah, you know, you'll save my life. What could have happened? See? So now, after I gave the talk, and all finished class. Now, after the nikah, then it's the people's tendency, they come to meet all that, right? For a sunnah. So I saw that Chasha came to meet me. He said, Murad, you know, you saved my iman. You made me think right. He's so intelligent. The world is so intelligent. But I say, it doesn't make you intelligent in your deen. It's one department that you are advanced, you are progressed. But you don't know this. Be a man enough to say that I don't know this. Please do guide me. Now a block man is doing it so well. 5 minutes he can skin the whole thing. Rub the thing out, pull the heart, all that, right? Now he wants to become a cardiologist. And I'm doing this night and day, it's my business. So why is stopping me? Well, is this whole profession of cardiology, is it now monopolized? What do you try? But we don't listen to your stories, go. What do you say then? It's a different department, it's a different department. You know, specialize in that, specialize in that. Just stick to your lane. Don't jump onto the next lane. You're supposed to be driving on the right, right? That's how, right? And now you jump onto the left. Now the cars are coming from that side. Kya hoga? You're driving 150, he's driving, kya hoga? Both will die. Okay. So you stick to your lane. So now, in foods now, say some food can cause indigestion. Total indigestion. Can't. Some can be toxic. Can result in death. Doesn't happen. Some can have elements of food poisoning. A lot of them get, when people going to a wedding or a walima, and then 20 people are landing in the hospital. Don't you get that type of case? Get food poisoning. Sometimes you get just that food is not agreeable to you. Whatever it is, but it's not agreeable. So now, the person that you have subjected yourself in your deen is not right after you subjecting yourself to him to start reading randomly or listening to talks randomly. Because how are you going to make out? He is saying, capture the moment and you can snap yourself with his wife, the rich man's wife, right? And that one he's saying is totally haram. Pursirat, how that animal come and just pull you out and throw you into Jahannam, right? He's saying something. Now, won't you have a confused mind? Will you have a right mind or confused mind? So, the easy thing is subject yourself. And the pride and the arrogance, your attitude won't allow this. But I ask you, isn't that a safe way? It's a safe way, easy way, but now you want to know, I don't want to subject myself, I can't do this thing here, I know their personal lives and all that. Hey, listen to me, you know the personal life of a doctor, but you know he's good in his department. You definitely need someone of that kind. Would you bring all these arguments in your mind? I know his personal life. Would you have that argument? You won't have those arguments. But you know he's good in what he does. Right? These other things, I've heard about it. I haven't seen myself. I haven't researched the thing. It may be, there may be some substance. It may be totally baseless. So I don't need to get into that. It doesn't concern my life. It doesn't concern me. So the easy way of deen is just subject yourself to someone and listen to him. So in the articles that you read, in the bayans that you hear, see, these bayans and articles, etc., is not an entertainment. See, sometimes you get orators, and more you get people, right? They want to see something and hear something fascinating. I remember when we started this anjuman. So one person is Molana. So he was quite thrilling in his approach. I got impressed. Normally I don't get impressed. I says, as the tanks roll into Afghanistan, started. So you can imagine now what they are studying on this now. What's the next thing now? See how you impress the crowds. You fascinate the crowd. Now this fascinating, impressing is not deen. I don't know if they should say this to you, see, but our Buzugara deen, Allah Ta'ala bless them, give them the highest stages. But they spoke in very simple format, so we underestimated them. That was our problem, that they spoke in a very simple format. When they spoke in a simple format, we didn't appreciate them. They would say, often you would say, deen shok pure karne ka naam hai. Deen is not about fulfilling your aspirations. You spoke of something exciting and thrilling, right? People like that, thrilling, exciting. But I ask you, after the thrilling talk, how many people left out of ghibat? How many people are reading five times namaz? How many people were not on the sunnat of miswak and they started that? How many people start off from taqwa? How many people start leaving out haram? And that's what to be seen. How many people stop fighting in their homes? Stop fighting in community? How many people start off that? Now, you don't speak about this because this is not juicy. You speak about these things because this is juicy. Now, we have the tabligh talk again, talk about 6 points. But that's the thing that will drive you. That's the thing that has brought so much of transformation in millions of lives. And you look at it at a simple format, but you're underestimating the whole thing. You know what it's got. After all, understand life, right? There's so many things, you're doing every day, just repeating it. Same thing, you're just repeating. When you get up, right, start brushing your teeth, say, hey, again, I'm going to brush teeth. I'm going to do something else. You change the whole thing. It's one thing, you have to do it, and you do it the same way. So, you know, instead of brushing my teeth now, see, I just brush my eyes. So some things you just carry on. You don't have to ask. You don't have to change it. You just carry on. Right? And most of us now, the day can't start without tea and toast, right? Can you start? You must have your tea. Roza, no roza. But you must have your tea. So some things are routine, right? Right? You want to relieve yourself, go to a toilet, right? You say, hey, for the ages they've been doing this, going to the toilet, let me use the kitchen sink for that. Will it go well with anybody? Will it go well? You just carry on. You're just blindly following it, because you see, that's the better way. Right? So in dunya things, your mind can work. But deeni things you want to experiment. And now, you start experimenting, hatta idha jaa ahadahum al-maut. When the death comes, then crunch time, now your eyes. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ. Now that cover that was on your eyes, that cover we lifted it. Now, فَبَصَرُكَ الْحَدِيمِ. Now you're seeing things clearly, properly. How sharp is your sight? Can you see that? Up to this point you couldn't see. So, the lesson today is, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, just subject yourself for your own deen, for the deen of your household, children, friends, none. Just the sabab of humbling yourself, subjecting yourself, maybe a small thing, it may be a big thing, It may be a major thing, in your sight may seem to be small, irrelevant. But your fortune is just subjecting yourself. Bala an aslam wajha, subjecting yourself. And now they teaching you, you must be free, you're born free, so just behave free. So then, like I said, when they say you're born free, right, then the test is this. Alright, if you're born free for the freedom of speech, I'll swear you all, make cartoons of your government or the security system, will it go down well? Huh? Then you're saying free, but then you're getting caught up in your own words. So you want that freedom only in some other person's business. Deen is our business, right? فَلَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةِ. So it's like, you know, you got a big yard now, right? A big yard, massive, 20 acres yard, and I got 40 horse and cart trailers around. I said, hey, you got a free yard, I'm just going to bring my trucks in there. Will you allow it? Or better example, you got a house now, there's a parking area for three cars, and you've got two cars, so I got my hearse, I just park it there. Will that be acceptable? So when you say freedom, then understand that freedom is no freedom. There's no freedom. It's just in word. In real life, there's no such a thing like freedom. So there you have to subject yourself to that person's authority. In the country you're living, you subject yourself to their law, right? So the land is the land of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Right? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. It belongs to him. When it belongs to him, he's telling you strictly, لِلَّهِ, لِلَّهِ, starting off. تَقْدِيمُ مَا حَقُّ وَتَأْخِيرُ. It belongs to me alone. So he's saying, it belongs to me, then you listen to my authority. It belongs to me. Then you just obey my authority. So the whole religion revolves around just submitting yourself. See that? See how this verse, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You just read the Qabristan and finish. Doesn't it happen? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَمَنَ رَسُولُ خَلَاصِ. But what's that message? The message is, it belongs to me. Then you are driving, you're working my space. When you're driving and working my space, you listen to me. That's the message. Isn't that the message? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. It's my authority, my land. You behave. You don't misbehave. In worldly things now, you subject yourself, right? You're coming to a country now, and you need to drive, right? So, you know, they don't accept bribes, nothing. They don't hesitate to give you a $2,000 fine, right? They don't hesitate. So, when you ask, how much do, how much drive, because you got the respect, not only for the law, for your money also, for the material you want to respect, but you can't see into the akhirat, into the consequence of life. You can't see that. So therefore you take it mildly. I said it's such an easy thing by subject yourself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. But see the person, look at the person. I told you four things to myself. No indecent behavior. He's not material or after material. He's not free thinking. Not just, and his idea is not just to excite and thrill you. He is genuinely, he got a genuine concern of the hereafter. If you got someone like that, then you just subject yourself, listen to him, you ask him as well, what must I read and what must I avoid? What bayans I must listen to and what bayans I must avoid? Ask. It will seem like a very, very unattractive program, right? But I ask you, doesn't that save your deen? Doesn't it save you? Respect. It saves you, it keeps you clear. Otherwise, you're listening to so much, and so much of things colliding in your mind, now you're getting confused. So, when you're getting that confusion now, then I ask you, can you work properly? Can you work properly? Allah Ta'ala Sallallahu says, he's a mujaddid of the self, right? He says, is rahmah sabsi bari rukawati tashwish. A great hurdle on this path is the mental turmoil. You don't realize that you are in mental turmoil. Because the pride in you, the arrogance in you is reached such a level that I don't need to subject myself to anybody. So even the slight turmoil, slight, says that thing also, you don't understand. Now he's been through the whole thing. Allah Pak made him to judge this, right? So you understand that even a small turmoil into your mind or his mind about you, and then you find it. Things are not working like how. Right? A simple example I normally give is a husband and a wife, right? And you have a small reservation against her, or she has a reservation against you. You have reservations for someone else, right? And or she's poisoning the food, right? Or you have a reservation, she has a reservation against you, putting on someone else, right? Can you function well as a family? Can't function. Just a small little doubt. The same in deen as well, the turmoil. Just remove the turmoil and learn to subject yourself. Allah will go for you.